And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republicans that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill. A silly bill. Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with, you know, circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
Yes, that means only one thing. The great senator from this area, State Senator Bob Hedlund, is joining us. Hello, Bob.
Hi, guys.
How goes? Well, it's just me. There's no guys. Mr. Rossi is doing his civic duty, being down at Marshfield.
No guys. I mean, so who's running the booth? Is got an invisible man in there or what?
Well, okay, it's Larry and I who are presiding over things.
No guys, plural. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Senator, it would not be a segment unless you corrected me at least once. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, how are things?
Excellent. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. I gotta get your take on the week that just was, from the events when you and I and State Rep, Joe Rossi talked about it last week. We were just on the cusp of it happening. Where everybody was like, what's going on here? The erroneous capture of a subject during the midweek, when it was, you know, at first thought that somebody was in custody. Then we had the bomb scare at the Moakley courthouse to late Thursday night, Friday morning, the chase and the gun battle in Watertown, to the eventual capture of one Joe Carr Sarnoff. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we don't know everything just yet. I mean, there's all kinds of mixed signals. You know, I read Mayor Menino saying it's two guys acting alone, and the FBI's source reveals that, you know, there might be a sleeper cell with looking at 12 additional people. I mean, it's all crazy. And the craziest thing, in my opinion, about this whole thing, you know, just highlights problems with our immigration system. These guys' family, actually, were given refugee status, you know, because it came from an area where a war-torn area, and it's a category used a lot in our immigration system. It's what's led to, for instance, a large percentage of Somalis coming here. I didn't realize, you know, we had Chechens flowing into the country under that status, but you know, if they got refugee status, how is it that the mother and father went back? You know, and how is it these guys can go back and forth and visit if we had to utilize a refugee category to give them entry into the country? I don't know. The whole thing's very confusing.
Well, I got to ask, you know, the more that keeps coming out, the more I think it confuses us, because back in 2011, the older brother, you know, showed up on the FBI's radar, a foreign country. Had a concern, the FBI investigated and found nothing, supposedly. And then before you know it, this happens.
Yeah, they found nothing, yet, you know, there's YouTube postings and all these other things that turns out are out there. So it is bizarre. But, you know, amongst all the, there's a lot of, and I'm not saying it's not justified, but we've got a lot of self-congratulatory stuff going and all the, you know, don't mess with Boston stuff and all the chest thumping that's going on this week since these guys have been, one was killed and since the other was captured. But I hope we put as much effort into analyzing the situation after the fact to determine what flaws there are in whether it's our immigration system, whether it's different security breaches, to allow us to examine and maybe come up with ways to prevent this from happening. You know, if this is just two bozos, you know, going on the internet and learning how to make bombs out of pressure cookers, you know, we got a problem. I mean, I personally think the Al-Qaeda threat is probably overstated by our government. If you think about all of the drugs that are smuggled into this country, the tons of drugs, the hundreds of thousands of humans that are smuggled in here, you're telling me that if Al-Qaeda was, you know, was as much of a threat as we make them out to be, they couldn't smuggle in shoulder-fired rocket into this country? We only check 2% of all containers coming in from China. you would think so. You know, the whole thing is just confusing to me.
I just got handed this from our award-winning newsroom. This is in regards to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. I guess the name of Tamerlan Sarnayev, the suspect in this the Boston Marathon bombing, who died in the firefight with police, his name was misspelled on his 2011 trip to Russia. According to Graham, that Sarnayev's correct name never went into the system and has thwarted the FBI in discovering the six-month trip. Graham said on this reportedly said this on Fox News that he had spoke to the assistant director of the FBI on Sunday night. Kevin Bishop, who is Graham's spokesman, confirmed the senator's comments on Monday. The trip is the subject of the investigation into last Monday's deadly bombing. Representative Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said Sunday that Sarnayev may have used an alias to travel to Russia, and that's what those comments that were made by Rogers on NBC. What do you think of that?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, guys that were giving refugee status to, guys that were giving, I know it was the older one that got the scholarship from Cambridge. You know, that's the thanks we get, I guess, for helping these guys out.
But,
You know, I don't know if we use an alias or not, or if someone in customs or Homeland Security or whatever, you know, misspelled the name. It doesn't, again, makes it all the more confusing. And then, hear Menino tell us one thing and the FBI another, that makes it even more confusing.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask you, is how has this kind of backburnered anything that you were working on, you and your colleagues were working on up at the State House?
I really don't think it is going to affect us, and it shouldn't affect us. I think you got to keep it all in perspective. And I hope this doesn't lead to, you know, a further erosion of our civil liberties. We've already given a lot up under the Patriot Act. And, you know, again, let's focus on why and not an overreaction to snuff out every little remaining freedom that we have because we want to live in fear. Okay. I think we should really just focus on, you know, how do two kids that we provide a lot of benefit to, welcome them into the country, and you know, we provide them all kind of public benefit, including a scholarship, and, you know, enrollment in a public state college, now a university, and they want to wreak havoc upon the people who have welcomed them in. I think we should really examine and focus on that than an overreaction on, you know, making us take more of our clothes off when we walk in someplace, or now, you know, have to be screened going into sporting events or what have you.
Anything in closing, sir? Anything that are you going to be traveling around to any of the town meetings in your district?
I had a nice day today, Kevin. I didn't have to go to Boston. I had a little meeting with some folks who keep the herring run moving in Weymouth. We're working on some infrastructures for potential repairs to the herring run in Weymouth. And one bit of good news, it's a bumper crop compared to in recent years of herring running in Weymouth, which is good for our environment. The herring spawning season, you know, and the herring is really what is a good food source, important food source for our local cod and other fish species that are important to our economy. So that was some good news today.
Well, Senator, we must step aside for a break in our next guest, but I want to thank you very much for always.
What do you got coming up, Kev?
I got State Rep Jeff Deal.
All right.
As the state representative is going to talk to us about their budget that they're putting together for 2014, and we get Dave Wedge, who will also
their budget and how the democracy is in room 348 and not on the floor of the House of Representatives. You'll have to ask him about that.
I will have to ask him about that.
All right, take care. Thanks.
Thank you, Senator. We're going to step aside when we come back. More Monday Night Talk.
Little darling, it's been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's I'd say it's all right.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.